From Interfaith Alliance, this is State of Belief. Program and this podcast are made possible by Interfaith Alliance and its members. For more information on Interfaith Alliance and its work promoting faith and freedom throughout America, visit interfaithalliance.org. We turn our attention to Congress, where earlier this week, the House and the Senate approved the president's $3.4 trillion spending plan. But in addition to this monumental legislation, another important bill made it a little bit closer to becoming law. I'm talking about the hate crimes bill, which in a late vote on Wednesday night passed the House of Representatives by a margin of 249 votes to 175. The Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act of 2009, also called the Matthew Shepard Act, would expand the definition of a hate crime to include those who are targeted because of their gender identity, sexual orientation, or disability. And it would provide greater federal assistance to local authorities prosecuting hate crimes. The legislation heads to the Senate now, where a vote is expected at least before the end of the year. I'm joined right now by Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin, a representative from the state of Wisconsin. Congresswoman Baldwin sits on the Judiciary Committee, and she's also a co-chair of the Congressional LGBT Equality Caucus. She's been on State of Belief before. She is a good friend. Representative Baldwin, I know you guys are very busy this week over on Capitol Hill, so thanks for joining us here on State of Belief, and welcome back to the show.
Well, it's a pleasure to join you.
This past Wednesday, from the floor of the House, you spoke very eloquently in favor of the hate crimes bill. Why is this legislation so important to you?
It's very important to me, both substantively and symbolically. Symbolically, it sends a message that hate-based violence will not be tolerated in America, and it says. By adding new categories, specifically gender identity, sexual orientation, and disability, it reminds people across America that hate-based violence is wrong. But substantively, this bill provides local law enforcement and state-level law enforcement with the tools they need to properly investigate and prosecute these crimes. So substantively, it's very, very important also.
The debate was pretty heated. Congresswoman Virginia Fox from North Carolina, to my disbelief, actually said she didn't think the 1998 murder of gay college student Matthew Shepard was a hate crime. She said calling his murder an anti-homosexual attack was a hoax. I can't imagine what Judy Shepard must have thought sitting in the audience and listening to that. It was shocking to me. Did the tenor of the debate, that kind of comment, surprise you?
I wish I could tell you that it did surprise me. I was shocked to hear Congresswoman Fox's comments during the early part of that debate. But as a member of the House Judiciary Committee that spent 2 days working on this bill before it came to the floor, having lived through this session and past sessions, the tenor of the debate in committee and on the floor, it's disappointing but not at all surprising. And yet, this was such an historic day in terms of passing this legislation. It was a strong vote. It was a bipartisan vote. You talked about Matthew Shepard's death a little over 10 years ago. Judy Shepard was in the audience. She has been a tireless advocate for passage of this legislation. But one of the things I recall so vividly when Matthew Shepard died was the way it had a ripple terrorizing effect throughout the LGBT community in the United States. I just want to reflect back at that time. I was a candidate for Congress. So I was running. It was the first time I was running. And so there were lots of volunteers who were working on my campaign. And when news sort of swept through the country that Matthew Shepard had been killed in this heinous hate crime. I was talking to young volunteers who were shaken, frightened, and wondered if they too were at peril because they themselves were gay or lesbian. And that's the effect that these hate crimes have. You have an individual who's targeted on the basis of, you know, sexual orientation or disability or some factor, but the effects of that act of violence then sweep through the entire community who shares the characteristics of the victim.
I guess that we'll never get beyond this. I had hoped that in past debates we had dealt with the issue of the free speech issue and the worry that people could not say what they wanted to from the full pulpit if we had this bill. Tony Perkins, head of the Family Research Council, said that this bill would work, and these are his words, to gag people of faith and conviction who disagree with the homosexual agenda. Will you comment on that, please?
Yeah. First of all, many states have hate crimes laws already. And as we mentioned earlier, the federal government has one that covers race, religion, national origin, and color. There has never been a prosecution of a minister, member of the clergy, rabbi, imam, under hate crimes laws for, there just has not been. And so the idea that what you say in the pulpit on Sunday might result in investigation or arrest for a hate crime if one of your parishioners then went out and acted violently based on what they had heard in the in the sermon, it's a ridiculous proposition. It hasn't happened. Not only, though, has it not happened, but because we have heard those concerns offered up over and over again during our work on this legislation, we actually provided explicit language in the bill to make it clear. And yet they still raise the arguments over and over again. Just because you say it many times doesn't make it true.
Well, listen, we have we've been here before in terms of passing hate crimes legislation with the House and the Senate. 2007, that bill died under threat of veto. I have heard President Obama, and I know you have, voice support for a hate crimes bill. Are you more hopeful than ever this time around?
I really am more hopeful than I've been. On the eve of our consideration of the hate crimes bill in the House, President Obama put out a strong statement supporting the legislation, calling for a strong vote in the House, and then calling upon the Senate to take it up rapidly. The Senate has introduced their counterpart bill just this week, and in our discussions prior to moving the bill in the House, we've had a number of assurances that the Senate will be moving on the measure. So we're very hopeful.
Tammy Baldwin's a congresswoman representing the state of Wisconsin. We are very much aware of what all good that you do in that institution. And Congresswoman Baldwin, we're grateful for you and thankful for you being on State of Belief today.
Thank you.